Agenda tonight.
There's a couple changes. Jason, you want to go first? Want me to go first? Okay, so first off, I'd like to introduce Kristen Hutchinson. She applied to be another citizen committee member. Luckily for us, she applied when she did because it brought to light a couple other things. That we'd have Mr. Peterson redo his application too. So I was hand these out to folks, kind of review them. And depending on how committee would like to proceed, we'll get her application in front of the council.
Cool.
Next week not next week, maybe the 27th? Only council meetings.
Maybe March. Yeah.
It's not supposed to be. It's supposed to be February.
Perfect. Okay, hold that thought for a second. Is there any other changes to the agenda that we're going to look at?
So, just at some point towards the end, whether it's under other business or something of that nature, I just wanted to give the committee an update on the community center project.
Oh, cool. Well, good. So we got a short agenda. So we want to do community center update. So what's the thing that it brought to light about the, I think I missed that. What did her application bring to light?
So with her application, Kitty sent over the bylaws of this particular committee, mm-hmm. or not the committee, but citizen council members. And so I was reading through that and caught that we have to redo once a year by the first meeting in February. And new applications need to be in by the first meeting in February also.
So
luckily our timing was perfect and now we all know.
And are you saying he has to reapply or any member has to reapply on an annual basis?
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
According to our bylaws.
So I talked
to redo this for myself.
Yeah.
Okay.
Talk to Jeff, and we'll get that to the same council meeting. If, assuming you guys would like Jeff to
remain.
Yeah. Well, sure. Okay. So good. So let's talk about all that. Is everybody okay with talking about that now?
Yeah.
Sure.
Okay. So we'll put that on the agenda right now. So we'll discuss her application, and we'll comment on whether or not we want.
Keep Jeff.
Okay, sounds good. So, thank you for applying, Kristen.
You're welcome.
Appreciate you coming out and being here as well.
Wonderful.
So, is it okay if we just take a minute and look at this since
yeah,
we just
absolutely.
Got to look
yeah.
at it? Okay.
Jeff knows me, so.
Good. Yeah. Well, that counts for something around here.
I
We're just going to give everybody another minute to review, and then we'll start our discussion about this. Okay, so have you had enough time to review, Jeff, Karen? Okay. So if we were to, and correct us if we're wrong, or do you just want to tell us the process here? We're gonna go ahead.
If the committee chooses to, or application, it goes to the next council meeting for mayor approval.
Okay.
So I'll get her stuff to Mayor Wells, and it's based off of mayor approval.
Okay.
So then she'll join.
So we give a recommendation, but
he makes a final,
and then it makes that announcement to all of us. Okay, and then as a member of the committee, she would what?
As Jeff, she would have input on everything we discuss here. Unable to vote at council level, but give input here.
Okay.
And help us make proper decisions.
Let's see. And the only piece to add to that, full voting member, unless it's a personnel related item. That's the only thing that the members are not allowed to vote on.
Okay. So when the committee makes a decision, 90% of the time, it's a decision to, basically we're just weighing in on something that the council's going to decide on. The council doesn't have to follow our recommendation, and even if we vote negatively, this council can still vote on it later. So if something came to our committee and we said, hey, we don't really like this, and we voted it down 0-5, the council could still vote on it. So it's not like a committee in some other government forms where like something can die in committee. I'm not saying nothing ever dies in committee, but technically the council doesn't have to let it die just because it died in a committee. So we're kind of like just kind of trying to get more information on the subject, gathering information, and then we send a sheet of paper to the council that says, hey, we reviewed this on this date, this is what we found out, and this is what we recommend in general. But we do get a lot of information out on the subjects, and we do have this opportunity to kind of discuss it, and a lot of really good discussions happen at the committee level. But like he said, all of us in the committee level are still just committee members, and it's not an official council decision unless it goes to council. So, any comments on the application? What would our committee like to do?
Well, I think we should come up with a recommendation to either approve the request or at least let the council know that yes, we agree with this.
Yeah, I think that's important, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So I think that's really our role right now, is to either send it forward for approval, or if we're not going to approve it, then we need to justify that.
Yeah. So let's talk about it individually. Let's first talk about Kristen, and then let's talk about Jeff, and then we'll give council both of those comments, or we'll give the mayor both of those comments. So I'll go ahead and start as far as Kristen. And again, thanks for being here. It sounds like you're working in a lot of areas that are hot topics throughout Oregon and in our cities, and I think your voice would be a valuable voice on our committee. So I'd be happy to have you on our committee. We have two spots right now that are available to community members, and I would be happy to welcome you onto the committee. That's my opinion, so. Any other comments?
Yeah, I echo that. I think it's wonderful that you applied. I think you have a very professional background. I love the fact that we have citizens involved with these committees and that you're willing to dedicate a portion of your week, or, well, at least hopefully once a month anyway. And so 1 week a month and 1 day out of 1 week each month and come and visit with us. But, you know, there'll be a lot of reading and things and study that you have to do. But sure. It looks like you're quite capable of that. You have a master's degree there, so you're not foreign to education and getting smart on topics, you know.
Yeah. So,
mm-hmm. Yeah, and so we really have some interesting discussions here, and we're really lucky to have Jeremy with us each session. And tonight's kind of, we're lucky again to have Jason. It doesn't happen as often anymore as it used to. Mm-hmm. But you'll get to hear a lot about what's going on in the community and the projects they're working on. And so if you're willing to commit the time, I think it's a great opportunity. And I think that we should take advantage of it by recommending that the mayor approves that.
And I will just echo again what they both said. To find somebody that's really interested in community services and development is wonderful. It's a wonderful, it's always a happy, not too many upsets here. Yeah. And it's just being able to work with the parks and what's going on with people and what they want in the community center. And I'm really tickled that you applied. This is awesome.
Yeah. And any street closure requests and things for, like, the festival, the function, or someone wants to close a portion of the street for a birthday party, you know, we get to hear about all that before everyone else does.
It's positive.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. The happy things.
The happy things, exactly. Yeah. Yeah, this is a great committee. I love it. Yeah.
I would recommend to approve.
Well, good. Okay. Well, Jeremy, there you have it.
Okay.
We have a consensus, it looks like. So, excellent. Okay, let's move on. Let's discuss if we'd like to recommend a new year for our friend who's already served a year with us.
I don't know. I have questions. No. Good grief, yes. You show up, you're here, and you always have good things to say. So, yeah, you bet.
I think your input on the committee has been valuable on several occasions this first year. I hope you stick around for a long time. And where we have two spots, like I say, you know, I want them both filled because we get to hear those different voices. But
yeah, this is awesome.
So absolutely, as far as I'm concerned.
Absolutely. No, I'm with you.
Okay.
Everything you're saying is correct. And I just appreciate the different opinions.
Yeah.
Different perspectives, and I think it helps us to weigh out the decisions that we have to make, and of course how we spend tax money as well.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, good. We will then move on. So let's go back to the approval of the minutes from our December 6th meeting. There was no meeting in January, so did anybody have any comments on the notes from the December meeting?
They look good.
Okay.
I saw nothing in them.
Excellent. Thank you for that. Public comments for items not listed on the agenda tonight. Is there anything somebody doesn't look like it? We have sometimes, occasionally, people will chime in from the video conferencing and. Other than that, you're the only one in the room. You have any public comments? Not tonight?
No, not tonight.
Okay.
Yeah, and I goofed up and didn't get that set up properly, so we don't have anybody on there tonight.
Okay.
It looks good, though.
Yeah. Yeah.
Good well, job, it looks darn good.
There's a lot of nights we don't have anybody on there, and it's unfortunate, but it's okay. Okay. That brings us then to number 5. So we have our master plan discussion for.
So this evening, for the committee, we have the Parks and Open Spaces Master Plan discussion. I put discussion on there because I'm not necessarily presenting that we want to go with this.
Right.
the reason I use this proposal is because through HBH, the city has the contract with HBH Engineering, and we don't, if we choose, we do not have to go out for an RFP, request for proposal.
Yep.
For a new master plan. If we choose, we can go directly to HBH, they can do it. But like I said, I wanted to kind of discuss that, get everybody's feedback on that. I don't necessarily have any real reason to not go with HBH, mm-hmm. but again, just wanted to get everybody's feedback on that and thoughts before we proceed. Mm-hmm. Anything to add to that?
We'll make one
since you're here.
Yeah, just throw something there. Just so everybody remembers, the last time we tried this, the company went under, so it didn't work so good.
It didn't work out so well.
With that in mind, I'm really in support of using our engineer, but for sure they're not going anywhere.
Yeah, they're not going anywhere. Yeah, towards the end of the process, I wasn't involved in the process, but towards the end of the process of the plan, they went out of business. So if I remember right, a couple of their employees finished it, is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So.
A bit of a surface. We got there, but mm-hmm. it's a little rough.
So as I...
Can you refresh our minds when the last time that happened was?
2010.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And is there a requirement on the books, a law that governs how often we need to update that, or if we need to update it, or?
I don't believe there's a rule or a law on that. Uh-huh. I think there's maybe like a standard. Is there a law? Okay.
It is part of the planning world. This gets just totally grabbed. That's called comprehensive plan. It says that you're supposed to be reviewing all of your capital improvement plans, which includes parks in this case, every 5 years.
Wow.
You're supposed to be reviewing. Now, there are different levels of review or update. At this point, normally we would be looking at a review, but enough things have changed that weren't envisioned back in 2010. That's why I was talking with Superintendent Treasurer. It's we need to do a little more, because it's like the park at the reserve, that parcel there, that's no longer, the plan for that no longer fits. So time, we know we have some other work to do, so it's time to do a little extra and just do that whole thing so we get it modernized.
Mm-hmm.
From what was last time. But basically they're saying review every 5 and update every 15 in the planning world. I can't remember what that one. So there's a couple of pieces in there that drive what we do.
So this, maybe it's getting a little bit away from the topic, but I hope it's not. So is the 2010 plan, is that the one that called for the big regional park over there in the reserve?
Yes.
Okay. So
big regional park. What was the scope of that supposed to be beyond what's there now?
It was an amphitheater. It was
a place where there's a lot of regional things could have occurred.
Mm-hmm.
It was a big plan. Like it was several more like million, a fairgrounds.
Several kind of. Million dollars.
Yeah, it was a big. Mm-hmm. Big.
7 or 12, something like that. It was quite a bit. And then about 3-4 years later, when we came across the fact that there's a significant amount of cultural resources on that property that prohibit what we want, that original plan.
Gotcha.
So.
Yeah, because that's something I hear from other citizens is the little neighborhood parks are cute, but we'd like something a little more of a destination, a little bigger, you know, more akin to, like for instance, the park that's catty cornered at Oakway Mall in Eugene. This got all sorts of things to climb on, sand pit, water feature. You know, same with the park that's at the base of Skinner's Butte. Mm-hmm. You know,
yeah.
You know, something a little more substantial than just, you know, a play structure on a slide,
yep.
Maybe.
Absolutely.
You know.
Yep. And that, this plan will cover stuff like that.
Yeah.
And it's also the driver for our SDCs.
Yeah.
System development fees, so.
Yeah.
We can update our SDC fees once this is complete.
The other thing I thought I really liked in here was the citizen involvement. That is so important, especially with something like this. What they want to see. It's been a long time since we've done anything like that. Trying to think. When we, God, was Melissa the boss lady?
Last time we did an outreach for parks. There was, Melissa was administrator, so I want to say it was 2013, 2014. Some of the community services stuff. Everything but parks. Senior center, community center, library.
But and the people, it was really neat to see what they wanted, what they thought would be good. And like I say, and things have changed a lot in 14 years. From 2010, the way people lived and what they did, and now it's totally different. So I was happy to see that. What they thought was important was the community involvement.
I think we'll probably get a lot of feedback very similar to what Jack said.
So part of the other side of that coin is that this plan, having the plan on one side of it, doesn't also mean we have funding for the plan. So that's the trick in here. Because obviously it wasn't just the Indian artifacts, historic artifacts at the reserve. Like, there was never a $7 to $12 million fund available to build a regional park, and our system development charges certainly weren't adequate to substantiate that, nor do they automatically become adequate just because we make a plan and say we're going to do this. Like, because there's still that review that happens that says, is it realistic to charge the next 200 people that move to Junction City $50,000 in SDCs because we want to build a park? You know, like, it's not like this is just a robot that spits out $12 million because we've put in a plan that says we want to build a park. So, so anyways, I'm not at all wanting to nip this in the bud. I think this is a big discussion, but I think the main topic tonight is, how do we want to approach hiring the people that are going to help us determine this plan? So, one problem I have with hiring the people that are already in the horse without getting a bid is exactly that. Like, I have a problem with that, because I think in government you should, you know, the RFP process requires us to get some information that's good to have. I'm not saying the engineers couldn't give us that information in another way, but I don't think anybody in this room likes writing blank checks and just saying, hey, we need this plan, and we're hiring you to do this. Now just bill us by the hour and tell us how much it come up to. So could you tell me a little bit about that? If we don't do an RFP, how do we know how much it's going to cost for them to do the plan, and how do we project that and budget it and time frame it?
Well, budget-wise, we'd be using our system development funds for this, because it does work with that.
Let me chime in to maybe a little more. So I think, just to help for clarification, how the city engineer works, every 5 years we go out and we do our RFP for city engineering services like we always do.
Mm-hmm.
With that, there is no guarantee for projects to the city engineer. The only thing they get guaranteed as part of that contract is the building design review, subdivision design review. Everything else, they have to submit a proposal that includes timelines, dollar amounts, all of that, just like if they were a normal proposer. Mm-hmm. So it's not, at no point does the engineer ever get a, hey, just go do this task and fill us in, we'll pay when you're done. For everything, whether it's Public Works needs a street design. Well, they got to submit a proposal to Public Works, outline everything that's done, timelines, costs, that whole nine yards. So they're still held to that level of accountability for each and every little project that the city does. Mm-hmm. The advantage of using the city's engineer versus doing the RFP is, number one, we've already done an RFP to make sure that they're providing us rates that are reasonable. We do that every 5 years. That's just the way we do business now. With that, then they give us that proposal. What that does is it saves us the time and the cost of going out for the RFP, and we don't have to pay as much to get whoever this new, you know, with someone new bringing a new firm in, there's a certain level of that cost is just to get them up to speed on Junction City. Mm-hmm. Our city engineer is already up to speed on what we do, what we have, where we're going, what way more on the pulse than any outside firm we bring in. So, you know, there's that trade-off there. But I just want to make it real clear that it's not, at any given time, does the engineer ever get a blank check of an assortment. Yeah. It's work tasks, which is laid out in the contract, and we have to sign them a task number. There's a agreement and scope of work that goes with that the whole way through. So there's more to the process than what it is normally. Mm-hmm. And we go through the extensive process we do when we do the engineering RFP, just so we have that ability over that 5 year period to be able to sign them work tasks instead of having to go out to bid each and every time a project pops up. So anyway, just want to throw that in there.
Yeah, that was my question. I presume these guys went through the RFP process before and
they have
everything checked out.
Yes.
And
yes. For the actual city engineering contracts. Mm-hmm. And their proposal is $82,500.
Typically, to put it in perspective, the last time we did this, it was $175,000 in 2010. And we're asking our engineer to do the same scope of work that we did in 2010.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's valuable information right there. So you're saying that in 2010 we paid somebody $875,000 and they went out of business?
They went bust.
And then we paid the two people that were willing to come and finish it for us another $35,000. Yeah.
Ouch.
Yeah. That's painful.
Yeah, well, that gives us some valuable perspective right there. So, do you think that $82,000, and we're in a committee, everyone should know, you might not know. It's fine with me if in a committee, if people just talk whenever they want to talk. I keep talking because I keep having questions, but I hope, you know, everybody else that has questions, just say them out loud too. So do you think that $82,000 is enough to significantly alter the plan?
Yes.
Yeah. So that's amazing that we paid $875,000. That's wild.
$175,000.
Oh, I thought you said $875,000.
$175,000 plus another $35,000.
So 210.
Yeah.
Wow, my ears were off. I'm sorry about that. So 210.
What does it mean by original working files? What does that entail?
So with the company going out of business, we did not have a lot of their paperwork that they had original, or the scope of work that they were working on. We don't know where it is, if it exists. We don't know.
They probably burned it.
Possibly, right?
We're making photocopies yes. Instead of having the original Word documents, the original PDF.
It's like our dance music down the street. Yeah.
Yeah. So part of this cost is them recreating some files that should have been already created.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
So hopefully that will not be an issue. It
shouldn't be an issue.
Next time around.
Yeah. Which will really come into play when we do, like Jason said, every 5 years we need to do an update. Mm-hmm. That update will be substantially less intrusive. Just review everything, see where we're at on the list. Yes, we have this, you know, item number 5 done, mm-hmm. and update the plan at that point.
So, the last one we did was in 2010, so it's been 14 years. And if we were to do this more often, I'm assuming it would also be cheaper, right?
Yes.
So $82,005 is because we've gone a long time without looking at this. So there's a lot of work that has to be done.
Yep.
One of the things that I'm looking for is an actual recommendation, especially from you, for you, as to what you want.
I would just assume go with HPH because of a few different things. Mostly because, like Jason mentioned, they know our town. They've helped design Alderdale Park. They designed that park. They're currently working with me on some a well project at Bailey Park.
Mm-hmm.
They're up to speed with the cultural stuff at Alderdale. They're in town probably on average once a week doing something with us. So it's just...
So at this point, we're just continuing the status quo.
Correct.
Pretty much.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that would be my recommendation. But that being said, I totally understand, like John mentioned, wanting to see something else too.
Well, I'm always going to be interested in RFPs.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I just think that's a fair way to do business. But if you have extenuating circumstances, like in this case, we're already working with them and we're actually going to save money if we go with them, then I think that we have to consider that very seriously.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not much for spending more than we have to.
Yeah.
How would we, so let's learn from history, how would we protect ourselves so that we don't pay $82,000 and they go out of business and once again we pay someone else? How do we break that up and pay in increments so it doesn't happen?
Want me to
answer that one for you?
Yeah, go ahead on that one. I don't know that one.
Because I was involved with the first go-around, and everything you have when you have consultants, you should have performance bonds. I got overruled in 2010 for a variety of reasons. I was told to go back to my office and quit poking things. Mm-hmm. Engineering is part of what we do. Everything has a performance bond. So if they can't get the job done, they go out of business, we have a bond we can pull to pay someone else to finish the job. Plain simple. That's how we prevent. We don't. If they go out of business, then they pay for it, not us.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's just, you know, that's the way. Personally, I like to do business because, you know, things happen, and we already have that type. We have a $2.5 million performance bond on record for HVH engineering. So, I think we're well covered there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as part of what we structure with HVH is we make sure that they are routinely, monthly, whatever the case may be, frequency we want to do, are giving us the most up-to-date deliverables at the time. So we know we have those, at least the last known good set of those.
That's where I was going. How can we make sure they're actually giving us stuff?
Okay.
And not like the guys that went belly up and disappeared.
Yeah.
Well, they, you know, especially now, the way everything's so much is all being done electronically. Mm-hmm. So we'll have, you know, as part of that structure, we'll just have them once a week, once a month, whatever that we think that frequency needs to be, giving us those deliverables. So if something does happen, we still got it. And HPH has been great about that all throughout any of the projects that we work on. There always.
And how long have the city and HPH been together?
Jim was on council.
Long time.
Say probably we're working on pushing 10 years now, I want to say.
That
close?
Yeah, because we had less.
Sounds about right.
Probably.
Yeah.
Probably
8-10 years somewhere in there.
Yeah. We had West Tech for 4 or 5 years of my career, so.
Yeah. And I've worked with HPH and other municipalities since 1998, so. They're still around.
And I think too, Junction City is their own. They're a different breed, and they know the town, and I think that's really important. I don't know them, but I mean, I just feel like that's super important because Junction City is Junction City.
They feel like they're part of the team.
Yeah.
Not a contractor.
Yeah. In my experience with them, always very informative, answered questions, did everything they could to make me happy. And I really appreciated that. So, yeah.
That's good. Thank you, everyone, for that input. Any other comments or questions right now on this? Okay, well, I appreciate what you mentioned there and regarding the time frame and the fact that we're recreating some documents and a substantial amount of documents because we're some of the other stuff was lost and that's included in this price. To me, that's a real sales point as to why I could see it costing $82,000, especially when the other bid was more than that. And like you said, since it's been 5 years and we're kind of rehashing the overall scheme, it's still, in my opinion, it's a reasonable number. But again, that's just based on the context that you gave, that bids in 2010 were quite a bit more. So, So I would like to know what everybody thinks. I think I'm fine with moving it forward to council and not reviewing it further at this level.
I would second that.
Okay.
I think so, yeah.
In this particular case.
Yeah.
In this particular case, exactly.
I reserve the right.
Yes.
I should not always go. Because I like RFPs.
Yeah. It makes sense.
It
absolutely does.
Yeah.
It's important that we operate like that.
Yeah.
I don't know HBAs, but I know you.
Yeah.
I know Jason. And so I'm trusting in what you're saying here. That's really how I feel.
Yeah.
And I know that we need to do something with the SDCs because we're losing money.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right? And hopefully this will.
And that's the other, I think I brought that up or we talked about it and it was like, that needs to be discussed. It's been forever since they have even been changed or updated or anything. And that's not, it needs to be done. There's just no question about it.
Yeah.
It's right. Way overdue.
Across the board.
Exactly. No matter this, the SDCs have got to be discussed and up to date. We're hurting ourselves. In my humble opinion.
Was the lady that was out here for the sanitation department discussion from HBH?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Well. Thought she did a nice job with what she was presenting, so, and it was very thorough. So when's the next time we review the city engineer in terms of the annual contract? About, is it a year?
1 or 2 years left on that particular contract.
And right now we're doing that every 5 years?
Basically, yeah. The contract is a 2-year with 3 1-year extensions.
Okay, that's right.
Gives us an out.
Yeah.
Well, good. Good job. Good discussion. Thank you, everybody. So, thank you, Jeremy. Thank you, Jason.
Yeah.
Okay.
But Jason was here for some of those because
yeah, but that's good to know that even within a contract, they're still giving us proposals. Like, that's helpful to know. And I like how you explain that because, yeah. Okay, so we are now going to turn to you, Mr. Canope, and
this is not anything that requires any kind of decision or heavy lifting by any stretch of the imagination tonight. Completely informational. Wanted to kind of get the committee up to speed where we're at on the community center upgrade project. And so what you're looking at is kind of our first set. We're working with Arborsoft Architecture to come up with, our architect helped us come up with some designs for the community center. Keeping in mind, we're looking at trying to spend the $500,000 that we got from the state for the center. Just kind of walk you through a big picture. My brain's so wrapped into this, I got to try to back up a moment here. So what we're looking at, kind of the big thing, we're addressing the roll-up doors because those leak when it rains. We're trying to make sure we get rid of the remaining asbestos in the building. We know it's there. And making the space more usable. Shelley's been a great help on that since she's really got a pretty long history of holding events in there, what works, what doesn't work, what, you know, what would really go a long ways to make the space a lot more functionable for the community. So with that, we kind of started looking at creating a better landing when you come in. If you look at the pictures in the front, the upper right is a foyer area where you would come in the existing door now, and it kind of makes that main landing. The window door on the right there where Shelley's office is today, but just kind of creating this, you know, a little more inviting spot where you can come in and have access to the spaces. We're looking at raising the floor in the building so it's all one level and not get away from the ramp split level issues we have there. And with that, then creating a dividing wall to use in the building so you can actually divide the two spaces. Because right now we have the brown panels that you can roll around that kind of block sight but do nothing for sound. So really you're only having one event in there at a time. You know, Tai Chi doesn't like it when we have summer camp in there at the same time, it's a little too noisy for the yoga folks. So we're looking at adding that dividing wall. We're looking at, like I said, putting in some more doors, raising the floor, which then leads us to put some sidewalk on the outside. The second page really kind of gives you the top-down view, plan view of it. We're adding another bathroom, another ADA bathroom with letter G there on that page there. The big thing that Shelley stressed around is you cannot add enough storage, so storage, and more storage, please. So you see several storage additions that we don't have today. H and E is that there. Kind of rearranging the conference room that we have in there now, and because we lose a little space by adding some bathrooms and a storage area, but we're taking out another storage area. So in effect, we're just rotating that room. Is what it boils down to. Square footage stays the same. Mm-hmm. We rotate it, adding another door with the mindset of having each space individually accessible, both from an in and out standpoint. So that way you can really truly have multiple events going on without one bothering the other. Yeah, hopefully we're working through some of the numbers and whatnot, but we're hoping to be able then to put in a drop ceiling into the building, kind of like what we have in here, give it more of an actual building space feel versus the vaulted
That helps with your sound issues too.
Yes, absolutely. Looking to try doing some acoustic improvements in the small meeting room, because that's the one common thing we get, is it's very echoey, but mm-hmm. it's almost all concrete, so it's not surprising that we get that there. We're trying to keep things as simple as we can. We're not looking for flashy. That's not what we're looking at, because we know the overall intended design, if you will, for this facility is a much higher dollar amount, and it's a much bigger facility. What we were trying to come up with is, what's the most bang for the buck we can get with the grant money we have today, and try to stay within that there. So far, things are looking pretty good. We did get as we were starting to look at some things, we noticed the multi-peak roof is having an issue mm-hmm. that we're going to have to address, and we're not sure what that's going to look like necessarily. We've got some simple ideas that we hope that will work, so we're probably, HVH is also part of this project. They'll help us bring in a structural engineer to look at that, what exactly we need to do with the roof.
Is it leaking in the valleys or starting to rot?
No, it's starting to basically implode. It's if you look at it from this way, mm-hmm. the top's coming down, the bottom's coming out, and it's poking out on the side.
Wow.
And it was a design choice back, you know, 100 years ago when they did it. My suspicion is when it was originally designed, all the HVAC equipment was not hanging from that roof.
Mm-hmm. And at one time, someone put
all
equipment.
Of that up on there. But we've got two units on the inside, and we used to have another one on top. When we replaced the one on top, we moved it off and put it on the concrete flat roof. And I think that weight pulling down, and it was right at the valley, pulling down on there, had contributed to our issues over the years. Mm-hmm. So they're hoping for a solution, something similar to running all thread the length of the building to tighten that back up and pull that back in so the weight now rests back on the walls. Kind of making almost like a quasi truss out of it, because right now it's not a truss, it's not a true pyramid, it's just a peak to peak. To give it more of a structural support that way, mm-hmm. that's the solution or something similar that a structural engineer can sign off on, that's a few thousand dollars versus, you know, something much larger. And quite frankly, if it gets too expensive, we probably won't deal with the roof right now. We know at some point we'll have to, but as far as trying to get the grant money done, they would definitely frown if we end up spending half or two thirds of it just to fix the roof.
Yeah.
And, you know, they're probably like, no, that's not what that was intended for. And what that would mean for Shelley is she wouldn't necessarily get the full drop ceiling that we're looking at. So it's not the end of the world, but if we can take care of it now for a reasonable dollar amount, we're going to.
Okay.
And we think we've got enough. If we stay in that, you know, $5,000 to $25,000 range, we can absorb that as part of the project and not be a problem. So, but we're running that parallel. We're still doing the design, still doing everything, because the intent is to, by the end of the month, have a set of construction drawings. So we can then bring back to the committee and the council to get that final nod before we throw it out the bid, with the mindset of having things being bid and begin to get underway in April. Because we know our goal, knock on wood, right, is to have everything done, be clear before festival starts. If not, we will build language into the contract that says, hey, you're gonna be shut down for a couple of weeks during this time frame. But our goal, intent is just to have that done before then, so we don't have to worry about it. Fingers crossed, we'll see when we get there. But that's just a point. Now, we have, contractually with the state, we have until the end of the calendar year. So, barring something really stupid happening, we don't foresee a reason, even with the roof issue, we don't foresee a reason why we won't be able to easily beat that deadline.
Good. And when is it, Jason?
The deadline?
Yeah.
December 31st.
December, okay.
End of the year.
Okay.
And what we're pushing on is the original deadline, which would have been the end of June. That's kind of our target.
Okay, got it.
In our brain. So it'd like to be done by the end of June. That way we've got July in case there's things to clean up. Let Shelley have some time to put everything back together.
Okay.
Just very quickly, can you give us kind of the 30,000 foot view of this project? Money came from state, $500,000. It's a grant. Do we have a match? It ends at the end of the year.
Yep. So this is restricted. So this is all part of the ARPA dollars from the federal level that came through the state. The state had some funding left over, so every senator got to submit a couple of projects to get funded. Junction City, we had two. We had a $350,000 award to our police department for patrol room and dispatch improvements, which basically was the purchase of the building and getting the patrol room done in the back there. I think there's a few thousand left in that there that they're doing some desks or something for dispatch, since we already bought them the chairs. But you know, to finish that grant out, we have $500,000 that is specifically tied to the seniors, community center. I keep saying senior center today. Community center and the community center only. We can't use it anywhere else. There is no match, and it's literally that $500,000 grant that can be spent over there for that. The mayor at the time put together a letter of request to Senator Manning, and she had laid out things in there that we're trying to accomplish. But the original view was for a much bigger facility, a $4.5 to $5 million type facility that would double the size of it and add all these other things. Well, we only got awarded $500,000, so the challenge has been trying to dial that back to a point that makes sense and still fits in the parameters of what we can spend it on. So we made two phases. I use air quotes on the phases, and it's basically anything that was in the letter we didn't think we could do, we put into phase two and called that the future phase at some point down the road. And everything we thought we could accomplish, which was phase one, and basically is coming back and doing what the city started a number of moons ago, when the community center first got started. So, but yeah, no match, no nothing. It's a use it or lose it. Help Anton making sure we don't lose it.
That's right. Okay, thank you for that.
Yeah. I'm happy to answer questions, but that's all I got.
Oh, I think it's wonderful. I'm so happy to get rid of those doors and get things lined up in there. It's just awesome. Yeah. Awesome.
I know Shelley is super excited. I'm dragging her through this entire process. So.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that was a nice briefing.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, this is a project we've all worked on at some Long time.
Long time, yep.
Yeah, and I think that word, that deserves echoing a little bit, because it's nice to have a $5 or $6 million project or a $7 or $12 million park plan or whatever, but the reality is, as you just pointed out, is this has been what it is for 20 years? How long has it been at the community center? 20?
Yeah, community center, that we got converted in 2007.
Not quite that long.
Seven, so 17 years.
Most
and
of still down at the senior center.
Yeah.
That happened.
Yeah, so 17 years, you guys did, which I thought at the time was really good work to get it functional as a senior center. You built the conference room, you added, you know, I'm not sure the extent, but what we do now may not, it may be all we can do for another 15 to 20 years. It's not like this money just shows up out of the, and so I think this is a really good plan, and I don't think it's just a good plan for 3 years. I think this plan makes the space even more usable than you made it 10 years ago when Public Works did a bunch of the work in there. Was that 10 years ago? I know it wasn't 17 years ago, but it was...
No, it was 17.
Well, I mean, when you guys did some of your... Because I wasn't around 17 years ago, so I...
2007 is when we did that work, because he was trying to repair the building after the fire department had moved to their new location.
Yeah.
And I remember, because we were about halfway through that project, and I got informed that, oh, by the way, you have half the time and half the budget, but we need to turn this into a community center.
Oh, and yeah. I just remember Public Works somehow. I heard about it. I don't know how then, but it sounds like the work you did has lasted 17 years, which is great. And the work we do now may also last, especially with all the other things that are pushing on the city's funds. But to divide that space in half, to just that alone gives a lot of different flexibility in there. Like, if that was all you accomplished, I'd be really in favor for it, because it turns the place into a totally different environment. And, you know, that when you're in a big room like we are today and there's nobody in here, it just doesn't feel the same as when you're in a smaller room. And then your events feel more festive. They feel like, hey, we're actually filling our space. And it's, and honestly, I could see that lasting 20 years and being happy about it, you know? So anyways, I'm really proud of you guys for what you're pushing forward and the progress you're making on there. And I think it's really, really nice. Okay, other business.
I have a couple things. I don't know if this should be other business or future agenda, so I'm just going to bring it up now. I did receive earlier this week an application from the Festival Association. That being said, with the current members we have on this committee, would the committee be okay with that going straight to council?
I think that's the only way.
No.
Yeah.
No, I think it's...
Might be right.
I'm okay with it going straight. I signed it.
Curiosity.
What's that?
What was the request, just out of curiosity? What are you
requesting? It's the annual.
The annual, the fold.
Oh, to actually do it. Yeah.
The street closure request.
Yeah. Yeah. The fold.
All that.
Yeah. I would assume there's a couple of you, at least, that might not be voting.
I bet you're right.
Yeah, correct.
Okay. So that, I was just wanting to touch bases on that and make sure we have that.
Go, baby. Yeah, fine.
Okay. I guess, the other items probably should be on a future. I just wanted to bring up that next month will be, hopefully, the first round of first look at budget. So...
No.
Yay. So we'll get it all done and take our first look at it and see what we think and start making changes.
Good.
Yep.
Well, I think that's great. Okay, anybody else? Other business? Okay, seeing none. Agenda forecaster review.
Well, I did some cleanup on the agenda forecaster. Removed some things. Combined some things. I did notice that I failed to remove the pool surround off of current business.
Yeah.
That was supposed to be in front of you guys this evening, but long story short, I chose.
We'll get there.
I chose to pull for multiple reasons. So, for a bit double.
Now.
Yeah. So, we'll be working on that some more now. But other than that, really no big changes. Like I said, we'll be looking at budget next month. Administrator Kanoka might have some bid numbers for next month for this. Is that next month?
No,
you think?
Design documents.
Design documents. Yeah. Is that next month, you think?
Yeah.
So we'll put that on there. And, yeah.
Okay.
Just a quick comment. We had Thanksgiving and Christmas, and here we are. So there's been a little bit of a lull.
Yeah.
And I know that we were talking about the kiddie pool, mm-hmm. and we were talking about a water park, and there's a lot of excitement in the community about that. And I'm hoping that, I'd like to know when we're going to kind of pick back up again and start moving forward with some of those issues.
I was hoping that would be March, but it's not looking like it. So I would anticipate looking at that again in April. Get that going again.
So I mean, it's safe to assume, though, that we're not going to have anything in place for this summer.
It won't be this summer.
Yeah, of course. That's the realistic.
Yeah. Yeah. So it'll be. It's going to be a fun project.
Well, I remember you're going out for some bids or something.
Well, I'm still working with the design engineers to get us. What I'm working on now is getting them to break it out into phases. So, and a couple other tweaks that I think we should do. Basically break it out into phases so I can present to you guys, you know, here's phase one, phase one A, phase one B, or here's the full meal deal.
Right.
How you want to proceed.
Right.
And then we just discuss funding and.
Well, I'm sure that's going to be part of the budget discussions too, isn't it?
What's that?
Some of this will be part of the budget discussions that we're going to be entering into. So we're talking budget before we talk project.
Right. The part of the budget this will be in is SDC fees. I'm going to put some money into that line item to do any design work that we need to do.
Yeah.
Or we are able to do.
Huh.
So.
Okay.
The budget.
Yeah, but that's good to have an eye on that, and that can be part of our discussion. So on the agenda forecaster, something we talked about a couple months ago was, is there anything on the agenda forecaster that you would like to prioritize as a committee? Because Jeremy's bringing the things that he can bring to us, but if there's something on that list that we're not getting to that we would like to get to sooner rather than later, this is our chance to say that. And
I'm gonna not let up on the signs.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's. Mm-hmm. I don't want to let that go. I know you're busy as all get out, but that I just don't want it to get lost in the shuffle.
Yeah.
Andrea would kill me. That's it.
That.
She can run a heck of a lot faster than I can, so she would get me.
And we have a year, so some of the stuff, obviously, we can push it back and still get to it within the year, but again, this is the time at every meeting where if there's something like that, I want you to call it out and say to staff, hey, we are interested in this sooner as possible, you know. So, okay,
so I see,
yeah, go ahead.
Standard design for downtown area, both in future business and in pending business. Should it be in both? What and what is that entailing? Is that like when they try to make everything Scandinavianified from 35 years ago kind of thing, or
what? That's the discussion. Yeah. It should probably be in future, not pending. Make that note right now.
Yeah, good. Yeah, so keep that in mind. We can talk about this next month as well, and if there's something that's a hot topic, let's mention it. And Jeremy, I know he'll get to it as soon as, but he does have some leeway too, and we can ask him to look at sooner than later sometimes. So
I'll push on
Harder. And signs. Those are, I think, that has the community interest. Anything we can do to improve our community and give them a great afternoon out, right? And they don't have to drive somewhere else to do that.
Absolutely.
This has been mentioned in previous meetings. So it's a local attraction. And so I think families would love this. And signs, those are, I'm not going to say they're easy, but they're certainly visible. And the update, just, it's community pride.
Yeah.
The downtown with hotel and nice restaurants is intriguing too.
Yeah, couple of things I'm not sure
where
that should land.
Yeah,
it's
and maybe we need to just talk about another time.
Exactly. Yeah, but some of the
restaurants.
No, there's not much we can do.
And that's what that design committee thing too. I mean, we can recommend it all day, but you can't.
Exactly.
Hold a gun to someone's head and make them do it.
Yep. Yeah.
So I like realistic and achievable goals. That's how I
there you go. That's a good way to put it.
Yeah.
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 If I remember right, a lot of these were council goals set that were divvied out to each individual committee.
So right.
And at that time, it was
most likely. Yeah.
It was community services, and then community development was a different committee. And then we combined them both, so we got. Mm-hmm.
A bunch of stuff.
We got their stuff too. So, I don't think we need to discuss.
Yeah, it's interesting. It's interesting on that topic for just a second. There's like you just pointed out. Obviously, we can't make somebody develop a restaurant. But one day, I had a little meeting with Jason, and he was talking about how the city can. Like, for example, if the city repairs a section of pipe in the ground, that section of town now has, it's shovel ready, as opposed to, it's not shovel ready, no restaurants could come in, because if they ever do come in, there's 250 feet of sewer line that's 100 years old and they can't tap into. So there's another thing that Planner Cogburn and I used to discuss sometimes was there is an ability that cities have. It's kind of a chamber of commerce type of ability of attracting people, inviting people, being proactively advertising the benefits of coming to our town instead of just, there just being a void of information. So you would say, hey, our town has these qualities, and then I don't know a lot about that, but one of the thoughts I have about this committee, especially since they're combined, is that we could have that element become part of this committee where we're not just waiting for somebody to show up. We actually develop a way to invite people, and we do have that economic zone, which I know sometimes gets used to attract other kinds of businesses because there's certain and that might have expired, but I don't think it did. But anyways, there are these different ways that governments can proactively entice people, like, because right now if somebody wants to build a restaurant, and this is just an example, but let's say somebody did want to build a restaurant in the part of town where the sewer lines are still made out of wood. One of the conditions that we would give that developer right now is you have to replace this section of the thing because we can't service you. Well, that's a huge barrier to entry. Whereas if we were, like, I'm not saying we change our plans for which ones we're going to replace, but once something is replaced, we could then advertise that. Hey, you got dig-ready places here because we have water and sewer. They're ready to go in this section of town now, and they're new. So I don't know how to get there, and I certainly... But I do think that this does say development. It's not just community services. It's our development committee as well. And I think there is some aspects to that that other people have introduced to me over the years. And I have always really liked them. I just don't know where to get to them. And then the other thing is we do have a lot of code. And some of our code can be very restrictive. For example, right now, if you wanted to build a hotel in downtown Junction City, you would have to provide a huge parking lot. Well, there's no parking lots available in downtown Junction City, but that's the law according to our city's law. I'm not saying it's a moral law, it's just the way our books are written. So there is things you can do to at least discuss stuff. I don't know exactly how to get there, but anyways, I think we have a lot of good minds in this room, and it would be fun. Like Jason just gave me a little taste that day. He just was showing me some things on the map, and he's like, this whole line, you know, if you put that line in, then all of a sudden it opens up 20 acres to new things, whereas right now those people, it's cost prohibitive to come into that 20 acres and bring a new restaurant or a new thing. And if the city gets to that and they do that line because it has to be done anyways, and then we mention that to a few people, you, I think, would be surprised what showed up. But anyways, I know it's a big job. I know it's all big jobs. But anyways, okay. That happened to be my committee member comments. Does anybody else have a committee member comment? I've taken my time.
I will say, John, that the chamber did something like that, got a few years ago, and they worked really hard at it. They advertised, they did when they thought the prison was coming, and then when the hospital was built, and they did videos, they did all kinds of stuff. And I think, I don't think they didn't get the reaction they thought they were going to get. Sure. So obviously it's a harder job than, but, you know, talk to the chamber. See how what they did, you know.
You have Abilene County,
yes.
The chamber's work ended up getting incorporated into Abilene County.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. They did. They worked really hard on it, and I think they had some really high expectations that were too high, mm-hmm. And so it kind of fizzled. But I think letting it be known that were available or able to accommodate restaurants or whatever, I think it's a good thing, yeah.
Oh man, just to kind of chime in with that, what I, to better elaborate a little more what I was talking with John about is, basically it's a form of a tabletop exercise. You know, you pick an area, say, okay, what do we think we want to see here? Is it restaurants, is it hotel, whatever that is. Mm-hmm. Okay, what are we doing with utilities? What do our utilities look like? Mm-hmm. Water, sewer, streets. High-speed internet, all of those things that would be attractive to a new business. And then you can take that and say, okay, yep, here's these hurdles. Now, where are any of these things in our existing capital improvement plans?
Mm-hmm.
Can we tweak some stuff on our CIPs to, you know, maybe, you know, something that's down here, number 20 on the list, because, you know, we don't ever have anything that's not important on the list, but maybe we take that item number 20 and maybe we bump it up to number 5.
Mm-hmm.
You know, or it's a, hey, as we're looking at designing and going through our master plans to update them, incorporating these changes that we need to see to make these, you know, to reduce these barriers, make these more shovel-ready. Because then it gives Abilene County, the chamber, anybody that a lot better, and there's a governor's office, there's a couple of folks that are just about promoting those kinds of things.
Mm.
So, you know, then, you know, now we have something to give to them to help us promote.
Yep.
Is we get phone calls every so often, hey, you guys got an excise parcel because we've got a business that's looking to do this.
Sure.
You know, and so kind of trying to start developing that inventory to, so we have stuff to say, oh yeah, we do have this, and it's, hey, by golly, it's ready to go. It's got, you know, water and sewer infrastructure to it. It's got high-speed broadband, you know, it's ready to rock and roll.
Mm-hmm.
And it's 20 acres or whatever the case may be.
Mm-hmm.
And I just have a couple of those. Because there's some of our areas that are industrial or commercial that are, the idea needs to be revisited. So why, because we, a lot of our industrial is in between the railroad tracks. Well, that's only a certain slice of businesses that are interested in that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so can we pass some other areas maybe that's outside of? Mm-hmm. Or, you know, just those kinds of things, but just kind of take a little here, a little there, just starting to slowly work through that from a bigger picture view that ultimately feeds back into planning, feeds into public works is what they're doing. You know, starts kind of bringing all that together, because there was a method to my madness when I conned Gary into taking building and planning.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't just, you know, because now you have all of those things that need to work together under one roof.
Yeah.
And before, the biggest problem was they weren't working together. Now you've got a group that's looking at everything through a unified lens now.
Mm-hmm.
And now I think we're to the point where we can start having these tabletop discussions and exercises at the committee level to, you know, work through some of these and start trying to feel out how we want to package mm-hmm. things. What do we need to look at? And it's not something that requires a ton of staff prep time to do. So it's a little easier to do those as we have time versus creating something that's, you know, more complex.
More of a discussion than a
Exactly, yeah, yeah.
Being, because of the community development side, that, you know, things can come out because planning actually reports to F&J. So I could see something coming out here, some recommendations that then goes to F&J, who then directs the planning commission to look at that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How that works.
So when can we expect to do this tabletop?
It'd be fun to just see an example of it on one little section of town, so, just to kind of open our brains up to what you're talking about.
Yeah, let's say this. I will help Superintendent Tracer. I will do the first one for everybody, so that way he gets a sense of what it's going to take. And let's say we will do that in the April meeting.
Okay. I'm for that.
With that.
Yeah, you bet.
Because if there's something we need to do, then let's get on with it.
Yeah, heck
by
yes.
By that point, we'll be fairly well clear of the budget stuff, so we'll, you know, I'll have some time to figure out how I actually want
to. And I think it'd be great. I mean, how, like, Travel Lane County, where, okay, Junction City, blah, 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 mm-hmm. And the Chamber, they give all kinds of information out. And it's amazing talking to, Rhonda? Rhonda.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The people that call from all over wanting information. What is housing? What kind of businesses do you have? Any job offer?
Yeah.
It's amazing. Yeah.
So I'll look forward to that.
I think that's great.
Call that?
Yeah.
We want to call that.
I'll let you know before the meeting.
Before I make the agenda.
Sure.
Okay, let's do that.
For your notes, just call it tabletop exercises for now. We'll come up with a better sounding title later.
Yeah.
Good. Yay.
Good to see that.
Because I can see bringing in, like, Chloe at some point to talk about
that's
the zone,
saying,
what we're going to do, you know, just kind of that.
Mm-hmm.
That's good.
At some point.
Yeah.
Or at least get a report from her saying, hey, based on your zoning code, these are what you can and can't do in this area.
Yeah, perfect. Yeah.
And looking at that whole piece.
Mm-hmm. And then we could be looking at a map that showed which areas of the town pertain to them. And somebody else might say, the utilities are great in this part, but they're not in this part. And you just start to think of things in a different way, you know. That must have been 6 years ago you mentioned that to me, but it still sticks around because I'm like, there's something to that. But it's a proactive way to approach it instead of just waiting for the developer to show up and tell us what they want.
Yeah.
You know. But anyways, any other committee member comments tonight?
No, thanks for volunteering to bring the tabletop, and you're going to pick it up after him. And
yes,
yes.
We're all going to learn together.
Yeah,
yes, we will. Fun. Yeah, it's awesome.
Good. Okay, well, this meeting is then adjourned at 7:46. Thank you for being here.